Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, I'm Will, and I'm the owner of this fine establishment. I also own another business in Chinatown called Van Block.
Okay.
And I'm also the chairman of the business association here in Chinatown.
Ooh, so long story short, you're a busy dude.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, so let's talk about where we are first. For the people at home who don't know where this is, what's the business, what it's about? Give me like the quick synopsis of what we're doing here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in Boa and Hare. That's Boa like a snake, Hare like a rabbit.
Okay.
That's mine and my business partner's zodiac signs, Chinese zodiac signs.
Okay.
So I'm the Hare. And so what that kind of represents is, so how a snake eats, it takes its time, it's slow. That's more like a slow pour, nighttime vibes, you know, cocktails, dinner at night. And the hare would be more like caffeine, go, go, go. You know, you get your coffee, you're out here, back to the office, get your work done, you know, so go in here.
Cool. Yeah. And like since I've been here, there's been like a steady flow of traffic.
Yeah, yeah. We actually are not technically open yet.
Okay.
We are waiting for a business permit.
Okay.
So we shouldn't be allowed to be open like this. But the city understands that you know, there's a couple admin hiccups, we'll call it.
Yeah.
So they've said, okay, as long as it's in progress,
yeah,
we're good to go.
Sweet.
We'll fine you.
Nice. So this is just like during the daytime, this is just a chill place. You can get your drinks, teas, coffee, so on and so forth.
That's right, yeah.
You have a bit of a food menu as well. Nighttime, what does this turn into? Because I saw the DJ decks over there, so I was like, this is not just like, yeah.
Well, the DJ deck, that's for actually a coffee club. That's in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, morning, usually we're going to do that on like, you know, Saturday, Sundays, or any holidays that we might have. So
great.
Yeah, but at nighttime, it's going to be dinner and it's going to be cocktails.
Yeah.
We want to focus on sort of East Asian, South Asian flavors in our cocktails.
Right.
And that kind of reflects in our food as well. We're more of a fusion style restaurant.
Yeah.
So if you guys are familiar with Foo's Repair Shop, that's my sister who's the executive chef there.
Okay.
She's won many awards. She's on Edify all the time. They're BFFs over there.
Yeah.
So she's also a part owner in this establishment here.
Cool.
And yeah, she's the one designing the menu. So anything that's beyond that curtain over there is her domain. She has full creative control.
That's really neat, man. So it's in the family for you guys to be in this form of work.
Yeah, I suppose you could say that, yeah.
And so where did your love for it come from?
My love for it came from just my parents cooking, home cooking. Growing up, you know, we weren't the wealthiest people, you know. We always had to, you know, stay and eat in. So anytime we actually did go out to eat, it was always a special occasion. And that kind of resonated with me. You know, it's trying those really special flavors that you never encounter too often outside of Chinatowns, really.
Right.
So being in Chinatown, in Edmonton, we really wanted to do like an intentional like business here, businesses here, I guess, to revitalize the area. I'm sure you've seen in our neighborhood here, it doesn't look that great right now.
No. And we're trying, I had to park around the corner there being like, well, here we are today.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying our damned hardest to get our community back on its feet.
That's awesome. And, that's admirable.
We've been here for at Van Lock. We opened in 2023.
Okay.
Right in January. Mm. Yeah, and then this, of course, again, we aren't quite open yet, but you know, we're operational.
Right, right, right. So the other restaurant, what's that? What that? What is that place like?
Yeah,
like, so, in regards to the vibe.
Yeah, so that place is a more cozy, more casual, homey type of place. It is a legacy business, so we acquired it from the previous owners. They were looking to retire. They've been trying to retire for quite a few years, since like middle of COVID, I would think. But just, you know, being a cash business with no numbers, no books, it's a little bit scary for business people to do the acquisition.
Yeah, facts.
So, you know, my business partner Wilson and I, we went there like probably every weekend for a good month or so, just like hand counting people.
Yeah.
Trying to like listen in. What did you get? You got like three subs. Yeah, you got three subs.
Right,
so
right.
It's a Vietnamese sub place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we took it over, we added three things. We added a pork belly sub.
Okay.
We added Vietnamese coffee, which we fly in from Vietnam.
Oh wow.
And we added the ability to take credit card and debit card.
Huge.
The
huge.
Rest fits the same.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. It's really interesting. I was working with this client in Fort Mac that it was a bar, mm-hmm. and it was just like all cash, and I was just like, yo, you need to like figure out tap or something here. Like, and they're like, no, I'm just like, it'll, they thought it would slow down the process. I'm just like, no, it's back in the day, 15, 10 years ago, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Figuring would slow down the bar, but now it's just tap. Yeah. And it revolutionized like their business as far as like income. And like people wanted to come because like, oh, it's not just cash anymore. Like, no, you can use tap, like even better.
Yeah,
cool.
That's a very familiar phrase that we hear over at Van Lock too.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So, are you from Edmonton?
Yeah, I was born in Edmonton.
Okay.
Business partner as well, born in Edmonton, at the Royal Alex, just a couple minutes away from here.
Mm.
Yeah, born and raised, been here forever.
Cool.
I don't plan to leave.
Yeah.
I love Edmonton, so.
Nice, Edmonton's the spot.
It is the spot.
So, we got to go back to it. I've removed my brain from this topic for too long. You have Dex there. You must like music. I keep going back to him. What kind of music are you into?
So, actually, I'm not really the one who's all into the music.
Yeah, but you're still into music. You're a human being, so what are you into?
Personally, I'm into, right now, I'm into a lot of K-pop.
Okay.
New Jeans Forever. The Seraphim. Yeah, those are the top groups, I would say.
Okay. And like when you're going out, you like, I'm from Fort McMurray, I come down and I come downtown in town, mm-hmm. for shows, mm-hmm. For film festivals.
Absolutely.
So, but as like a local Edmontonian, like what are the spots you go to? Are you going to Temple? Are you going to Union? Are you going to like Starlight? Like what's your spots?
I don't really do that kind of vibe, but when I do go, it is Temple.
Okay. You like Temple Ballroom?
Temple 9910.
Yeah.
Of course.
9910's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm throwing a show at Union right now for the first time. Union for me, because like Union Hall has just been there forever.
Forever, yeah.
It's just like they've changed the the floor plan of it, which
Looks beautiful.
It looked beautiful. Like it's a different floor plan from, I'm old. So like what it used to be is very different, but I love it. So yeah, Edmonton has like you said, it's a vibe here.
It is.
Yeah. So you're into K-pop now, but when you were growing up, as somebody in Edmonton, culturally, you have parents who are immigrants, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what were your influences? Were you like heavy into what your parents were listening to, or you were like, no, man, I got to find my own Canadian thing?
So, boy, what? I remember being really into J-pop when I was in high school. Linkin Park also. Smashing Pumpkins, stuff like that. Yeah.
You're into like that indie scene back in the day.
A little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, what all my friends were listening to, so.
Right.
There it is.
Yeah.
I really did not like Top 40 though. My sister really likes Top 40 or liked Top 40.
Yeah.
Anytime we're in the car, we'd fight over the radio. As one does. Yeah.
That's hilarious. I love that. So you and your sister are pretty tight then, obviously.
Yeah, I would say so. She's pretty busy and I'm pretty busy, so we
Yeah, those know.
We don't talk too often.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just when we do get to when we do get to talk, it's just like we just where we're looking.
Nice. Is she older or younger?
She's younger.
She's a little sister.
Yeah, little sister.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I am the oldest in the family.
How many of you are there?
There are three of us.
Okay.
I got a little brother as well. That's the youngest. He's over in Calgary doing, I don't know, accounting stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Being a good little son.
Yeah. He did the normal, you know, Asian kid.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You're good at math, yeah? Well, there you go. Like, even myself, as, like, my parents are not from, they're immigrants, right? And even, like, this, when I explain to them, like, yo, this is what I'm going to be doing, they're just like, no, this is not what we came here for. I'm like, I know, but trust me, it's going to be cool. And, like, my parents are super liberal, so they were okay with it. Yeah. But, like, there's still a lot of questions being asked, because it's an untraditional way of existing. You have to recognize they came for a better life. And, yeah. But dude, you, like, you can see the smile on your face. As soon as I came in, you were just like, you were like, hey, this is mine. Like, you're happy, and your parents gotta love that about you.
At first, they were a little bit apprehensive. Basically, the vibe was, yo, we didn't, like, you know, escape war from Vietnam so that you guys can, like, tough it out in a restaurant.
Yeah.
My dad did that. You know, he had two restaurant jobs when I was, like, a baby.
Yeah.
And, it was rough for him. Kind of has that, I don't know if you call it trauma, I guess. He's kind of like rejecting it onto me.
Yeah.
You know how Asian immigrants are. You know,
yeah.
They're always, you know, penny pinching. They're always like, oh, I gotta do this myself. I don't trust anybody else to do it.
Right.
The way Liz and I do business, we do hire out a lot of people. In fact, our staff is 20 people.
Yeah. Wow.
Between the two restaurants.
That's huge, man.
Yeah. And we have very low retention. In fact, one of my top priorities is to have happy employees. That's like one of the most important things for me.
Yeah.
So if they're not happy, I'm not doing my job.
Right.
That's just how it is. So yeah, back to my dad though. He's really concerned about, you know, burnout and working too hard and like long days. But you know, I got stuff for that.
Yeah. It's funny. Parents are just worried. Like, yeah. they're just worried. That's all the best for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm doing something cool. And like, obviously you're influenced by what your dad was doing. You're like, I have to tell my dad that all the time because he used to always be on cameras and stuff. I'm like, I was looking obviously as a kid. Yeah, and yeah. I was like, oh, that's some cool stuff. And like, yeah, but I did that. You don't need to do it. I'm like, well, you're bad for putting it around me, you know? Like, I'm just trying to be cool like you, Dad. But I get it. They just want like a, you know? Anyways, that all being said, dude, I know we're out of time. So before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
For sure, man. Come down to Edmonton's Chinatown. We got Bowen Hair. We got Van Lock. We got Block Party June 7 and 8. It's going to be a blast.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Julie Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.